You'll be aware that I tabled a motion in April calling on the local authority to contact all party leaders requesting that households be allowed to burn turf and timber in the time of rising fuel costs. My reaction, I suppose, is somewhat tempered by the fact, I suppose, that I suppose this has been an awful mess. It's been something that there had been no need for whatsoever. Initially, the proposal or plan was poorly thought out and really showed how out of touch some of them government were with rural communities. You cannot cut out something straight away without having something in its place that is affordable, without having an alternative. And for many households, this is the only source of fuel or heat in rural Ireland.
There was concern earlier this year that any form of restriction brought in could pave the way for a full-out ban on the sale and distribution of turf. Do you still have that concern?
I do. The reason I would have that concern, I suppose, is that we've seen it in the past in other measures. But from what I see at the moment and what I see in the media on the revised proposal to say that commercial turf sales in shops and petrol stations will be banned, and that, for example, that you cannot advertise turf for sale seemingly on the internet. Now, and this is just what I'm seeing as being reported in media. I don't know if that's going to be the case. We'll await and see that. But it is welcome, and I believe it is the case that those recovery rights will be allowed to continue to cut turf, and you'll be allowed to give some to your neighbours, friends and family. And I hope that is the situation, because it would be ludicrous. How would this be policed? You know, it was a ludicrous suggestion from the very beginning.